The 21st annual Dealing with Difference Institute will be held tomorrow and Wednesday. The conference helps teachers delve into various aspects of cultural diversity. This year's theme is Social Justice and Education. Tracy Davis serves on the committee that put together the conference. What does social justice mean to him?
That's a good question. And actually, it's kind of contentious because some people have, at least in the conversations I've had, some people tend to think of social justice as just another word for let's all focus on treating people fairly. And in actuality, I don't think it's that far removed from that because it has a lot to do with fairness. It has a lot to do social justice is fundamentally about, as Dr. King said, kind of honoring the contract that we say we live up to in our democracy. And so it's holding people or holding us accountable to what we say we're going to do. So issues of fairness, issues of access, and issues of equity have been hurdles in our history. And so social justice is trying to address those hurdles.
It sounds like it should naturally tie into education.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I like, two of our presenters, David Stovall and Shaka Rawls, articulate that education is centrally be described as a democracy, civic engagement, social justice activity. You know, as we educate people or engage them in the learning process around how to become citizens and participate in our democracy, education has a central role to play.
Has it?
I would say yes and no. I think we're a work in progress in this country. I think too often, though, there isn't a welcoming of what we need to embrace in terms of diverse opinions. And sometimes, quite frankly, those opinions are conservative, liberal. But one of the things that I do know is that we very often don't give voice to people with identities who've been marginalized in this country. So African Americans, Latinos, people who are gay, people with disabilities. They're not at the center of the conversation. So until that happens, where we realize the subjectivities and realize the voices that aren't heard, I don't think we can say we're finished.
How close are we to being finished?
That's a conversation many of us have, and it depends on the day that you ask me. And what I mean by that is it depends what you look at. If you look at, for example, what happened in the Senate recently, the United States Senate, around the minimum wage, you might think we have a long way to go. If you look at some of the efforts that some people are making and some of the sacrifices that some individuals and organizations involve themselves in, we're moving quite well. So, I think history is somewhat cyclical. I think we make some progress and then we take some steps back as well. So I just hope we're taking two steps forward for every one step back.
Tracy Davis is on the committee that put together this year's Dealing with Difference Institute at Western Illinois University. It takes place tomorrow and Wednesday at the Multicultural Center. The institute is designed for educators. Others can attend, though they must pay a registration fee. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.